Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hallelujah. Be still, my soul, be still. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, and I was just sitting at home tonight doing some Bible studying and really wasn't planning on doing a broadcast. It's 11:30 at night, and God started impressing upon my heart about worship and pressing into his presence. And in the book of John, chapter 4, in verse 23, it tells us, "But an hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." Oh, he loves our worship, and when we worship, it draws us into his presence. So in this broadcast, I just want to encourage you to press in. That's what we're going to be talking about, and we're going to be sharing some beautiful worship music, and I just want you to let go and to let God and just keep pressing in tonight. Hallelujah. And Right now, I just want to say a word of prayer and to invite him into our midst. Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you again for this opportunity to be a voice going forth, dear God, through the airways, dear God, to reach people and to acknowledge you, Father God. I just pray, Father God, that people will press into your presence, whether there might be someone listening right now, dear God, or on the on-demand, wherever it might be, Father God. I just came forth in obedience, dear God, and I'm just asking, dear God, that your Holy Spirit just move into our midst, that you would just anoint me, Father God. I lift this broadcast up, dear God, to glorify you and honor you. And, Father, just help people to draw into you because truly, dear God, in your presence we can find peace and rest, Father God. And I just ask, dear God, that you just move upon us, dear God, and have your perfect will and way, Father God. And I just give all this to you in your Son's name and in your glory, your honor. I praise you, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to share with you some things about what it really means to press into his presence and to worship. You really got to seek him. See, worship is not merely a response to God, but it also is a pursuit of God. God pursues us, and yet for some odd reason, he seems to be just beyond our grasp when we seek him. The pressing into his presence is a choice of our will to worship him. Really, really listen to that. The pressing into his presence is the choice of our will to worship him. Hallelujah. And when we look to a little bit on worship as well, it's just us pushing in, acknowledging him, going before him in reverence, seeking God, inviting him into your midst. When you invite him into your midst, he will meet you there. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And one thing we need to remember is that when we were created, that God our Father created us to worship him. He wants worship to arise to him, and it creates a relationship with him. Hallelujah. Worship happens because of relationship. God's heart is full of love and concern for each of us. He loved each of us enough to send his only Son to die on a cross, to pay the price of sin, of self-will, that each of us owe death the penalty of sin's death. Jesus died in our place, took the penalty we deserved on the cross, and was resurrected to demonstrate the acceptance of his sacrifice. Hallelujah. In the embracing of his Son through belief and trust and committing our lives to Jesus, our hearts begin this journey of responding back to God in this wonderful experience we call worship. What is the most important thing a Christian can do, you may ask? You might come back with the response that evangelism, preaching, telling the people about Jesus. But worship is the most important thing we can do, and we will do it for eternity. Folks, evangelism is about worship, and that's what I feel God called me to do. Because we are bringing people into a relationship with God, hallelujah, so that we can worship him, so they can do what God made them for, which is to worship. The purpose for evangelism is to lead people to become worshipers of God. Everything in our life flows from what and how we worship. Living the Christian life is about worship. All you do and I should do be a response to God and an act of worship. Romans 12, 1 and 2. What you experience here and now or on Sunday morning or in your prayer time each day before the face of God should drive your life and drive your passion. The way we live, love, work, and walk are a result of the way we worship. They reflect the level of relationship with God that we have. Likewise, when we gather on Sunday for worship, the way we worship reflects the quality of the relationship we have with the one we worship. And remember, as I said earlier, he created us to worship him. Let me say that there is one thing that I have observed in ministry. That is that churches have been in conflict for decades, whether or not to have chorus or hymns, fast songs or slow songs, drums, guitars, organs, seeker-oriented service, or evangelistic altar calls. Because truly they have not embroiled in these things, they have missed the point because these things were irrelevant. We were asking the wrong question. It isn't the tools we use, it's the goal we pursue. Hallelujah. If the church tries to please people instead of touching the heart of God, they're not going towards the right focus. They're not going towards what he created us for, which is worship. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you, if you're listening out there and you're feeling like God's so far away that he's left you, no, God doesn't leave us. It's us that leads him. The world's gotten so busy and crazy that they're forgetting to take time. They're not putting emphasis on the more important things, and that is to worship, to serve God. He hungers for our worship. He hungers to spend time with us. But we've gotten so busy putting focus on things of the world that we've lost our way. And tonight I just felt him wanting people to come into his presence. And that's what I want us to do. I want to get ready to pull up another worship song. And I want us to worship. I want us to press in and to really know that he is with you. Hallelujah. Let's invite him in. Holy Spirit, rain down upon us.
Holy Spirit, rain. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Father God. We just welcome you into our midst, and we ask, Father God, that your spirit just move upon us, speak to us, dear God. And may we just open our hearts and our minds, dear God, and not have a reluctantness about it, dear God, but just to invite you into our midst, dear God, because when we are in your midst, dear God, we truly can find peace and rest. It gives an opportunity for you to renew our minds and to grow us in our spirits. And I just thank you, dear God, and I just thank you for an opportunity to be a voice going forth. I really want people to know about your love, dear God, and that in your presence, dear God, the things that you can do, Father God, hallelujah, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, that you helped me to come forth in this broadcast, dear God, because I stepped out in faith, and it was just in a matter of minutes, dear God, and you put this upon my heart, God, and I believe in obedience, dear God, and I believe there's someone out there tonight that's needed to be in your presence, that's needed strength and needed encouraged. And as I was sharing earlier in the book of John, it says that God desires worshipers, worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. This means that we're to worship with our hearts and not just our lips, with our spirits and not religion. Worship is not equal to music or singing or ritual or sermons. No, worship happens because of relationship. Praise be to God. Worship is ultimately a response of our heart to God's heart. God's heart is full of love and concern for each one of us. Oh, he loved us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And we really need to think about that. He loved us so much that he gave his life for us. Praise be to God. Oh, I thank you, Father, for that. I thank you for sending your son to make a way for sinners like us, Father God. Yes, Lord. And Father, I just ask that you lead me in this, dear God, and that you be my voice, dear God, and know, dear God, that I'm here to be your servant and to live a surrendered life, Father God. And I love being in your presence, Father. I know, dear God, that the powerful truth says that we will give our worship to that object or person that we love supremely in our lives. We may say that we love God, but our supreme affection may be, in fact, maybe people's putting their car first or their home first or their career, even ourselves. And because of that, Father God, you will not be the object of our worship. We've got away from the true meaning of worship, focusing on things of this world. Father, I just ask that you search us, dear God. And I ask those that are listening, if you feel like your relationship's not where it needs to be with God and that there's something missing in life, ask God to search you, to empty you out, and to show you the things that you need to do. If God isn't at the top of your heart, you can make a change in what you value, which will change what your heart pursues. It is why we are told to love the Lord with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul and all your strength. If God is first in our values, he will become first in our affections. Hallelujah. The God we worship, he loves us, and he wants to spend time with us. And people really need to quit putting so much importance on things of this world and putting time and focus on God. He's to be first in our lives. You may say, why aren't things changing in my life? Why isn't God doing this or that? Well, I really want you to ask yourself and be sincere. Are you putting in the effort to go forth to worship God, to pray without ceasing? Are you willing to let go of the things of the flesh and the things of this world and just humble yourself before him, completely surrender all things? Right now, tonight, I want to encourage you in that. And I just really want you to focus on him. We're pressing in. We're pressing in. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Just press in and just ask him to come into your midst. Praise be to God. Yes. It really, truly is when we worship a pursuit to seek God. And he really does pursue us. We struggle to pursue God even when we know it is best. In worship, we pursue God to pursue a deeper, fuller, and increasingly intimate knowledge of him. He really wants you to press in tonight. I feel like he's speaking to someone's heart that you're wanting to grow closer to him. And I see that I have a caller online, and I'm going to open up the line. Maybe you have a prayer request or you're just wanting to share your heart. So I want to welcome you to the broadcast. Again, this is Reaching Out Radio with your host, Evangelist Montel Fields. And I just feel a sweet presence of the Lord. And I just encourage you tonight to worship, because when we press into his presence, there truly can be change and transformation. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, who do I have the privilege of speaking to?
Oh, hi, this is Trinette Rodriguez. Trinette.
Hi, Trinette. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. I just tuned in a few minutes ago, but I totally just, you know, the whole thing when you talked about worship and, you know, God is seeking people to worship him, and he's hungry for more worship, more relationship. And I've been, for the past couple of weeks, I've just, you know, been fasting, praying, and just wanting more of God. So when I tuned in, I was like, wow, this is right where I'm at.
Praise so God, because go ahead.
I'm sorry. No,
you're just fine. And your name is absolutely beautiful, too. You have a very beautiful, unique name.
Oh, thank you.
I was actually working on some other sermons and stuff, because I do broadcast 7 days a week, and I also work with two other stations. But I stepped out in faith to do Reaching Out Radio, because God called my husband and I to be outreach evangelists. I truly believe that we really need to be working hard to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, voices going forth, and each one of us have a purpose. And I feel like that's what God's called me to do. And I was sitting here, God's been talking to me today a lot, too, about people that, like, have reluctance. Like, people aren't wanting to press in anymore. They're wanting to put things of the world before him. And I wasn't even planning on doing a broadcast this late in the evening, and God just started putting it on my heart about pressing into worship. It's like, well, God, maybe there's just one person out there tonight that needs to hear this. So I was obedient, and within 15 minutes I had the broadcast ready. He led me in scripture, and I uploaded songs. And, you know, God's good like that. When you put the effort forward, he will meet you there. And it's so awesome to hear that, you know, you've been fasting and praying, because so many forget to do that now, too. You know, there's importance when you go into that fasting and you go into praying. And I'm so blessed, you know, to have you on the line and be able to speak with you, because in my heart I feel like God has called you for tonight, because you're testifying to, you know, your obedience, that you're fasting and you're praying and you're trying to press in more. So I welcome you. Anything that you want to share, you know, that's on your heart, or anything you feel led in, please, I encourage you in that. This broadcast and the stuff that I do is not for my glory. It's for God's glory. And that's really why you put it on my heart to entitle it Reaching Out, because that's truly what I want to do. And I want to offer others the opportunity to come forth, you know, to be voices and share, you know, in their ministry or what God's doing in their life. So please, I give you that liberty. If there's anything that God's leading on your heart and you want to share, I really would love you to.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I just, for the past couple of weeks, you know, God has been speaking to me about fasting and praying. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, it's been a while since I fasted, but I'm like, okay. So I did it, and I start getting, you know, I have a heavy work schedule, but I pressed through it, and, you know, I couldn't really go to the gym on the fast, so I just pressed through it. But while I was on the fast, I just started reading scriptures and worshiping, you know, to and from work. During work, I would have my worship music on in my, you know, one of my ears, you know, or I'd be just listening to the word, or I'd just be worshiping. And what happened was, like last week, I was getting ready for work, and I started speaking, you know, praying in tongues in my prayer language, And the Holy Spirit was just all over me. Like, I was like, oh, wow. And it made me want to do this even more. I'm like, because I just felt the presence of the Lord. And I was like, oh, Lord, it's like, I want you more. So now, I plan on fasting even more. But it's really, really, I'm starting to understand, like, in my walk with God, I'm starting to understand that this is real. Jesus is real. He is seeking people to worship him. He is seeking relationships so that he can use you. I mean, it is so real. And I haven't felt that his presence like that in a long time, but this time it was different when I started. I never felt it when I was speaking. I never felt him when I was speaking in tongues, but at this particular time, I was praying in my prayer language, and the Holy Spirit was all over me, and I knew that God heard me. I knew he was listening. I mean, your prayers they mean much, and I used to think that, if you pray, I have, like, family members and friends and, certain situations in your life that you pray for, sometimes you may get weary in praying, or you may feel like it's not coming to pass, or you may sometimes, I will feel like God isn't moving on this person, or this situation isn't changing. And a lot of times, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I would throw in the towel. I would be like, you know what, God, I'm not praying for her anymore. I'm not praying for him anymore. Lord, you heard me the first time. I don't have to keep on praying about this situation. And I would just, hey, whatever happens. But then I started realizing, because, like, God just started doing things, started restoring relationships with my family members. I mean, I had some really hellish family members, and they started changing. And I was like, what is, I knew it was the Lord. And it had to be nobody but God to change those people, in my family, And I was just like, so that just shows, he hears. He hears everything, even the smallest little prayer, even little prayer under your breath, not even your prayers, even things that you don't even pray for, but you think about, the desires of your heart. He hears all of that. It's like, to me, I feel like he hears it, he stores it up, and he sets the stage for a particular time, and it's just awesome. And, we never know what he is doing, but you just have to trust him. That's what faith is. You just have to trust him and pray. And then another thing I started realizing, like, my eyes have really started to open about, like, spiritual warfare. I mean, I always knew, it was real, because the word tells us there are principalities, in high places, in darkness, and I always knew about that, but I didn't, how do you say it? I guess you could say, I don't want to say I took it lightly, but I didn't really want to even think about that, but it's really, really true. Like, when you pray, when we pray as saints, as believers, like, if we have issues on our job, if we have problems in our flesh, if we need healing, if we have marital issues, things that are stressing us out, whatever the circumstances, when you start praying, fasting, and worshiping, you can defeat the devil. He's already defeated, but you can overcome. And he only has the power that you give him. Satan only has the power that you give him. And then another thing I started doing was I started listening to, I'll either turn TBN on and leave it on and go to sleep, or a Christian channel on, or I would listen to my Christian music or some worship music going to sleep, and with my headphones. And I noticed that when I did that, like I didn't have like weird dreams or something. And I'll tell you this, I had a dream and I told my husband this. I'm sorry, you can stop me if I'm, I don't want to take
oh,
it
I feel
much.
Like for the reason that that this broadcast is brought forth, do not apologize. Actually, I was want to invite you to be a guest speaker one night. I'll give you my contact
oh, wow.
info on Facebook. I would love that. I work for a couple different ones, and I have one program that's called Faith Sisters, and it's all about encouraging women to speak and come forth because so many say women shouldn't do the work of God. So I'm inviting you. I would love you to come speak on any of the broadcasts anytime. I would really love that. You're anointed, and I truly believe you're the purpose that I was to bring forth this broadcast tonight. So God is speaking and ministering to you, so please don't apologize.
Wow, amen. I just, I had a dream that, and I knew it was the people or in the dream, you know, they were demons, but they appeared as like men, and some of them were dark. I couldn't really see them. But in the dream, I was being attacked, and one was, there were two big, there was one that was huge, and then it was another one, another being that was smaller than the taller one, and they both had bats, you know, like baseball bats with them, and they start beating me, like trying to continue to beat me until I was dead. You know, they were trying to kill me. And in the back behind them, there were others with them waiting. Like they didn't have the bats, but they had the same intention, and they just kept beating me and beating me. And then in the dream, I got tired. I was so fed up with getting beat, and I was so hurt that in the dream, I managed to grab the handle of the bat from the smaller being, and I flipped the bat around. I was telling my husband this. I flipped the bat around, and I started beating the smaller guy or being, and then I started beating the tall guy, and then I broke his bat, and I started whooping all of them, and then I went through the whole crowd of those other people or whatever that was trying to harm me, and I started swinging and beating them all with the bat, and then when I beat them all down, I was walking home. And it was like a house with a light on the porch. And I was walking home, and I walked on the porch. And in the dream, when I got on the porch, I turned around to, like, face the yard or whatever or the street. And I said in my mind, with the bat, I said, okay. I was like, all right, now who's next? Who else wants some? And it was these beings, I believe they were demons, that were, when they saw me waiting for them this time with the bat, they just looked and they just kept going. Because at that time, what I got from the dream was I was off guard and I was being attacked. But then when I took charge, you know, and stood up, you know, with the word and, you know, through prayer and fasting, you know, spiritual warfare, then Satan couldn't defeat me anymore. And then when I got back to the house, I was waiting for them. Basically, it was like I was on watch, you know, like, all right, don't mess with me. I'm going to beat you down like, with the word.
That is really, really has powerful significance because, like, and that's how the enemy really does this. You know, when we're, as you said, you know, before you wasn't getting in and you wasn't fasting and praying. That's what happens to so many of us. And when the enemy comes in, like the word says, he comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he does when we're weak. He knows when he can get in there. But see, as you were fasting and praying and going forth, so you was preparing yourself. You was arming yourself. And that's such a powerful dream. That's a testimony within itself. Because even in the Bible, you know, look how many times God would minister through dreams, and then he would have his prophets and people, you know, reveal it. There's power in that, and that's so powerful. Your dream is like, I can just feel the power in that, and I can understand the significance of it. And I'm blessed even, you know, to have you to be sharing that. And I'm so thankful that you called in, and I thank God that I was obedient because I believe this is a divine connection, and I can feel the anointing in your life has truly revealed himself to you. That is what I'm hearing. So many times people think that he never will, but so you have put in the work, and as the Word of God says, faith without works is dead. And so many people don't understand. That means that we need to be putting in the work for our life to be transformed, that we're putting in the effort like you did to fast, to pray, to seek God. And see, the other thing that you're doing is so important is you're only putting good and pure things within yourself. You're not taking on the things of the world. You truly are walking in the Spirit and the truth. And that's why God is revealing himself to you so strongly, because you truly are surrendering yourself to him. And there's so many out there that are lost and are seeking, and they're not getting this concept. But praise be to God, you have. You have truly gotten that concept, and you are pressing into his presence. And that is a powerful thing. And when you get into his presence and you truly find that rest, it's the best feeling that there is. I love to be in his presence and his rest. I have confidence in, no matter what I'm facing, no matter what my day may bring, that he will not leave me or forsake me, that he's right there with me, and that in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. He has grown my faith so much, and that's you and I have that in common. I don't play TV very much. I would rather go get my Word of God or work on a broadcast or speak with another brother and sister in Christ. I'm trying to grow myself daily and push closer and closer into his presence and get into the worship music. And I want to play another worship song he led me, and then I'm going to come back, and if you feel led, have you speak some more. But I absolutely love this song, and it's by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and it's In the Presence of Jehovah. And I just encourage anyone else that is listening, do like my dear sister that's joined the broadcast tonight. God brought her in for a reason, and I truly know and understand now why he led me. But pressed in, as she's been sharing, get in there and fast and pray and watch. Did you hear her testimony of what he's been doing in her life through her obedience? I encourage you, in the presence of Jehovah, there's such power and peace. And I want to share this song, and I just encourage anyone listening to push in and invite him into your midst, and he will come forth. In the Presence of Jehovah by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Praise be to God.
In the presence.
Hallelujah. There's no place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King. And I welcome you back on, dear sister. And I think that's such a beautiful worship song. I love to bask in his presence. And that's one of my very favorite choirs is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. They have such beautiful anointed singers. And the stories and testimonies of their lives, just such a powerful, powerful choir.
Yes. Yes, it was. Wanted to say that, you know, when we worship, worship is very powerful. Worship is a very, you know, other than praying, and especially praying in tongues in your spiritual language, but worship is extremely powerful. It's a powerful tool because from my own experience, it's like when you worship, Satan cannot stand it. He is allergic to worship. Like, he cannot be in the presence of God, in the presence of worship. So he flees, basically. He flees. He cannot, and I've noticed, like, for the past few nights, I just started, playing worship music, or having the word on, you know, TBN or a Christian channel on, or especially like worship music. I will have worship music on at night and go to sleep with it. And, you know, Satan doesn't attack me. I don't get any crazy dreams. But if I, you know, I notice that, you know, sometimes when I don't have it on, then, you know, like Satan will try to come into my dreams. Now, another thing that has happened to me before is years ago, I remember I had a coworker that was, he was agitating me at work, like kind of trying to put me down or belittle me or it was always, it was just so frustrating working with this person. And I knew it was just the devil just using him, you know. And one day it had gotten so bad, he was just really getting on my nerves. And he was, like, just trying to belittle me at work. So I just started singing. And when I started singing, I was, you know, singing worship songs. And I just started singing to the Lord. And literally his face, he turned his head. Like, he started backing away. So that's how you know that it wasn't him, but it was the spirit in him, you know, the devil or demons in him that was using him, you know. And when I started singing, he left me alone. And he, I'm telling you, worship is powerful. Worship is so powerful. Satan just, he cannot, he is allergic to it. He cannot stand worship, you know, to the Lord. And so is, you know, your prayer language, you know, praying, and especially praying in tongues. It is very powerful. It is a powerful tool that you can use to overcome.
Satan can interpret that. That's between us and God. You're touching on some very important, such deep truth.
It's powerful. And I used to take, I don't want to say take it lightly. I knew they worked, but I guess I didn't know to the extent of how powerful the prayer language was until recently when I started going on a fast. And I was praying in my prayer language, just binding up Satan, really just, you know, just going into my prayer language, and the Holy Spirit just came on me. And what that did was made me want to fast more. It's like, oh, I just want more of you, Lord. I want more of you. I want more. I want to know you more. I want to know, you know, how the Bible says the deep calleth unto the deep. Like, I want to know the depths of the Lord. Like, I just want more of him, more of his glory, more of his power, more of his love, more of his character, you know, because I have so much I have to work on. And it's a, you know, until Jesus comes back for his bride, for us, I'm always going to be working towards, you know, perfection, or working towards being the woman of God that he's called me to be. But I just, it's like a continuous hunger. It's like I can't get enough of him, and I don't want to get enough of him. You know, it's just, oh, he's just so awesome. And that's an understatement. And he truly, genuinely loves us. If the world knew how much he loved us. I mean, the Bible says God is love. He created us. He breathed the breath of life into our nostrils. But it's just, his love is so, how do you say it, uncontainable. And a lot of times, like, I think when I think about God and God's throne and the Holy of Holies, I just think about how his beauty, you know, like in Revelation where it's described what his throne looks like, and Daniel is described what his throne looks like and what heaven looks like, and the streets of gold, you know, and how at his throne it's like rainbows over his throne, and then there's thunder and lightning, you know, coming from his throne. And I would just, another thing is, it's like in the Bible where Moses, where he wanted to know the Lord even more. And he was like, Lord, I haven't seen you. You know, I haven't seen you. I want to know you more. And then God said, okay, meet me up here at this time. And he said, but no man can see my face and live, but I will show you my glory. I will show you. And God showed him the backside of him and hid him in the cliff of a rock, hid his face. But he still, he's so awesome. I mean, God wants to know us. He wants us to know him, basically. He wants us to know so much more. And he want, to me, I believe, he wants to show up and show out. He wants to show up in our lives and show out. He wants to show his glory in each and every one of our lives. So instead of, you know, the people, a lot of us are looking and being influenced by the world, you know, he wants us to influence the world, the kingdom.
Amen.
Influence the world, the church to influence the world so that, you know, they can be saved. But, I mean, I'm just at awe of him. I mean, if you go back and just think about the creation before he even made man, before he even created us, just the universe, the planets, all the stars he named.
Yeah,
I
the
mean,
sun and the moon. And yeah, so that's what I think about. I get lost and I can get lost thinking about his power. Creation is so, it is, it's so amazing. And I always tell people his creation testifies to his greatness. Like you can, every morning when I see the sun come up, I will say, hello, God. And it's just, he's so powerful. But this, my broadcast is starting to wind down here to an end, dear sister.
Okay.
But please get a hold of me on Facebook. It's Evangelist Montell. It's M-O-N-T-E-L-L, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, which in the description of the episode, it is on there. I would love to have you on as a guest speaker, and I could even do a page and prepare and to share you because you have a gift, and I feel like God has called you to speak. So if you'd be interested in that, please, I encourage you, get a hold of me. I would really love to have you on to share. I got several. I'm with My Kings TV Radio and Fellowship Network, and then this one, and then also the Faith Sisters would be a great place for you to speak as well. So please seek God and pray about that. And if you feel led,
okay,
please come back and join me. And I thank you so much. And we're about down to 30 seconds, but God bless you and be with you in this week. And thank you for taking time to share. And I can hear your enthusiasm and love for God, and I can relate to that. And I encourage everyone, do like our precious sister here is doing, fast and pray and seek him and let him reveal himself in your life. And I just pray that God be with you in the rest of the week and be encouraged. Don't backing you up. And again, this is Evangelist Montell Fields on Reaching Out Radio. God bless you all and have a very good night. And God bless you, dear sister.
Thank you
again for sharing.
Thank you. God bless.
Have a blessed week ahead. I look forward to hearing back from you.
Oh, can you give me the Facebook again, please? I'm sorry.
Yes, it's Evangelist Montell. It's M-O-N-T-E-L-L, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S.
Okay, F-I-L-D-E-S?
No, F-I-E-L-D-S, like a field with an F on
it. Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. It was truly a blessing. Thank you so much for joining me.
God bless. God bless you, too. Thank you. Good night.
I hope to get to speak to you very soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed week ahead.
You, too. Good night.
Good night.